And of course, Obama, you know, he's got black in him, so, you know, I'm black and proud. So I have to. He may not get in.
We really don't know what all Obama stands for. He just, you know, just doesn't have a record yet.
Those are two Indiana voters. Early voting is open there, so they have the opportunity to cast their ballot. We're going to continue right now with Takeaway Political Director Andrea Bernstein, who is in Vandenberg County. Now, this is the latest county in our Counties That Count series, and a new poll out this morning by Wish TV in Indianapolis shows a dead heat between Barack Obama and John McCain. Interesting turn, because 2000 and 2004, the state went decidedly for President Bush. Good morning, Andrea. Where are you exactly?
Good morning. I'm in JoJo's restaurant in Evansville, staring right at the coconut cream pie in the pie case.
And what have voters been telling you in the last 2 days that you've been in Indiana?
Well, I'm in Evansville, which is in the southwestern corner, kind of in the tail of Indiana, wedged between southern Illinois and Kentucky. And what is fascinating is very few undecided. People have been making up their minds. Quite a few said they made them up in the last 2 weeks after the vice presidential debate. There are still a lot of working people here in Evansville, Indiana, a lot of plants. There's a Toyota plant. There's a couple of ethanol plants. And one of the voters I spoke to over in the Civic Center, which is, by the way, at the corner of Martin Luther King Boulevard and Main Street, cannot make these things up. The first voter that I spoke to looked like what Sarah Palin has called Joe Sixpack, you know, a big union guy, a pipe fitter, and that would, you would think, be John McCain's demographic, but when I asked him who he was voting for, he had something else to say.
I would have voted for John McCain probably in 2000, but not now. It's just he's a little bit outdated for, you know, what I think is going on right now.
And clearly the economy is on everyone's mind, Andrea, but were there some particular concerns in Indiana that you found really played or playing a part in people's minds?
Well, the economy is just blowing out everything, although a lot of these union members were talking about health care. Clearly, there's been a big education campaign inside the unions, and a lot of the union members I spoke to, very high proportion of the voters I ran into, said they were voting on health care. They said they didn't like John McCain's health care plan. There was also a factor about last week's vice presidential debate. Seems that Sarah Palin actually turned some people off, like Sharon, a retired teacher.
I think it's an insult to me as a woman that John McCain would think that she's qualified to run this country. I'm real offended by her little cutesy winking and you betcha stuff. I think she's a joke.
Now, was this a woman who had previously voted Republican?
Yes, she had. And I found a lot of people who had previously voted Republican saying they were now voting Democrat. After the polls closed, I went over to the Westside Nut Festival, which is the big fall festival here in Indiana. And I do want to say I did run into Republicans like this gentleman who was supporting McCain in part because he did like Sarah Palin.
Right, because she's just a down-to-earth person. You know, they're picking on her because she's got an unusual family and everything. We need to get onto what she's done and not what, you know.
It must have been interesting, Andrea. You've been covering politics all year, and finally you could talk to someone who would actually cast a ballot in this presidential election.
Right. It is a little bit head-turning that you can do that now. But I'll tell you what was even more head-turning, and I went and checked. Did Vandenberg County actually go 60-40 Bush-Kerry? Because I ran into so many people who said they were voting Democrat, like this man. He's a retired military man. He's been in the military all his life. His name is Robert Robb. He says he voted for Bush twice, but said he's voting for Obama.
I know he doesn't have the experience, but I don't like McCain because of what McCain's done as a senator. So, you know.
What is it that he's done as a senator that you don't like?
Well, he's sides with oil companies, and he took some lobbyist money. And when they start doing that, you might as well just let them go because, as far as I'm concerned, they've been bought off.
Do you usually vote Democrat, Republican?
I don't vote Democrat or Republican. I just vote for who I like.
So when McCain says, "I'm the guy that's going to keep you safe,"
I don't believe that.
Andrea, I don't know if you're just attracted to wonky people or what, but it seems like the issues have cast these people out of their traditional categories of Republican and Democrat.
You know, people are really hurting, and I think that, you know, I asked a lot of people about all this stuff floating around, the charges and countercharges. Pretty much when people are worried about losing their jobs, they're worried about their retirement, what they want to hear are the issues. And that is what everybody told me about tonight's debate. Jason and Turia, the cultists, were the only truly, really undecided voters I found here in Vandenberg County. And they said tonight they want details.
Show me how my children's education, the ratios to teachers to students are going to become better. Show me how there's not going to be 30 kids in my daughter's first grade class and she can get more individual attention. Those are the things I'm going to listen to. Tell us we're not going to have to pay $3,000 in health care expenses this year. That would be nice to hear.
Could you see yourself voting for Senator McCain?
I'm right down the middle. I'm afraid in November I'm going to choose the lesser of two evils. That's how I look at it.
So could you see yourself going either way? I mean, could
yes.
you see yourself voting for Senator Obama?
Yeah, I could vote for either one right now.
As we get closer to Election Day, voters wanting details like this couple that you just talked to makes you wonder whether or not tonight in this town hall forum that we're going to see the presidential candidates, whether some of those questions won't be asked.
It's a trap for Senator McCain because on the one hand, where he is now in the polls, like the poll here in Indiana, he has to make people start doubting Senator Obama. He has to pull those voters away from Obama. But at the same time, if he doesn't say positively what he wants to do, voters like the cultists are going to hold it against him.
So it's going to be... So that's, I mean, that's between a rock and a hard place, or not, really, if you have a plan.
People say they want to hear a plan, they want to hear details, but with the way the polls are going, and, you know, I was back here in Indiana, we were chatting over just before the Republican convention, and it was a very undecided to leaning red state. It seems very much different now.
Andrea Bernstein, thank you.
Thank you.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. Since then, New York Public Radio's rigorous journalism has gone on to win a Peabody Award and a DuPont Columbia Award, among others. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.